was allegedly run by a business school student and his roommate in the back of their house.
This is the drawing room, and the first thing that you can see from this plant is that they've been caught on the flowering tops, and those have been pruned off to pull up the plant. This is fairly typical. I've got three lights here, smaller plants over there, larger ones coming up here. I think a lot of people grow, and they don't have to go out and find them. But the downside of the worst side of that, sometime along the line, they say, gee, I spent this much on equipment, this much on fertilizer, why don't I go a little more and sell it to paper? That's when they come up with it. But you have to invest in the raw power and stuff to go on the market.
What?
If I said $2,000 to $5,000, would that be it?
Yes.
This suspect was one of about 3,000 people arrested for marijuana offenses in Indiana last year. The state's cannabis eradication program now makes more marijuana arrests than any state in the nation. During the summer and early fall, when corn is high, the drug enforcement team heads out to make its own plans.
We might have some more marijuana plants back in the center of this cornfield.
I've been spotting marijuana as a pilot with the state police for about 19 years. I think it's one of the most important jobs that we could be doing because I know what the effect of the marijuana is on our young people and our society.
An estimated 10 to 30 million Americans use marijuana. And as much as half of all the marijuana used in America is now homegrown.
We'll use fixways and helicopters and train spotters. We'll find when people are preparing their grows in suspicious areas that look like somebody's cut an area out of the field. And once we find the plant from the air, we'll direct my ground guys there and they'll go back in and either cut it or pull the plants out.
Marijuana is grown in every state of the U.S., so it is a national phenomenon, but it seems to be particularly prevalent in the Midwest.